Halloween weekend, and wasn't it snowing on Halloween last year? Maybe the last couple of years even. Oh, my goodness. Hopefully it'll be a little bit better this weekend, looks like it, at least no snow. And one of the events that's going to be going on, as per usual, and a very, very safe event, safe environment for your kids to do some trick-or-treating, and it's actually Trunk or Treat that happens at Bethel Baptist Church on North Academy Street here in Galesburg. And join us to talk more about it. First off, Rick Stuffelbeam. Rick, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Glad to be here again.
Thanks for coming in. Christine Trunk. Christine, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
Well, gosh, how many does this make now? How many years we've been doing it?
You know, we talk about that every year.
And yeah.
It must be really old because we can't find
our car. That means it's going really well, though, right?
Yes.
Just keep doing it. Well, someday we'll start adding up from, you know, like maybe 2 years ago. And
Facebook memories say 6 years today, but I know it's way before that. Probably 14, yeah. I don't know, 15.
I'm going to guess somewhere around 15 years or so.
Kind of talk about how it all got started in the first place. You remember that part?
Yes, I do. Well, it just happened to be that, like every year that we come here, Tom, Bethel is a part of our community. We love our community, and that was just one of those things that we thought, how can we do something on Halloween, which Christian things, that's kind of a holiday that we don't celebrate much. How can we do something for the community on that day and show the love of Jesus through that? So that's really just how it started, that we want to be a part of the community, and this is just a gift to him. And really, that's the way, and we've held true to that every year. It's just we want to be part of the community, and here it is. Come and have some enjoyment on Halloween.
Trunk or Treat coming up this Sunday. Christine, talk about how the whole thing works in case somebody has not brought their kids before.
So this year we are doing a walk-through event. Last year we did a drive-through because of COVID, but it will be outdoors this year. We're going to still kind of keep it outside. You'll line up and we'll have trunks. We counted about 21 trunks this year, which is a lot. We keep adding more. And every station will have candy, so everybody can get candy at every single. So technically it's like going to 21 houses. Plus we're going to have hot dogs this year. So that's the thing that we're adding back in this year. So.
Yeah. We'll have a hot dog trunk.
Hot dog trunk.
Really?
Yeah. Hot dog to go.
Well, because I know in past years, you may know, but obviously it's a little bit different this year. We weren't able to do the drive-through last year. But in the past, you've had been able to have people come into the basement and do some things in there along within the parking lot and have the food and be able to sit and eat in there. So obviously a little bit different situation, but you're still able to bring at least part of it back.
Yeah, correct. That's our plan, is we're going to do our very best. You know, we have that big parking lot. We're going to have traffic people there to help you along the line. You just come through. And, you know, last year with the drive-thru, it was all right. It was all right. But, you know, one thing, we say it's a gift to community. It's just as much a gift to us.
We miss the kids.
Because we miss seeing the kids and everything. Yeah. And we said, we want to do this, you know. And so we're bringing that part back. And as you've been there, I know. And every year, Christine does a great job of theming that. She can talk a little bit about that this year. We're not going to diminish that at all. It's just going to be outside, you know. So she can talk a little bit about
what's our theme for this year? Or can give it away?
We'll give it away because it's broad. It's Disney this year. Mm-hmm. My honeymoon was at Disney. My 20-year anniversary, we went to Disney during COVID, and we came back, and we're doing Disney. Everybody can do Disney. So we have a whole bunch of princesses present. We will have a variety of Star Wars people present. We will have other movies present. So everybody's kind of getting into it. It's a fun way to own that. So we're going to have a castle there, but I won't tell you which one. The amazing Kurt Bledsoe is building a castle for us. It's going to be quite large, but it'll be a good picture opportunity because we missed that part. Kids were in the back of the seats. We couldn't see their smiles, and we want to love on them, and we want pictures with them, and we want to just let them know that we love them, and it's hard from a car. So,
well, like you said, it's a gift to you guys. Well, you want to see the kids, you want to see their costumes, and you know, if they don't have a mask, that smile on their face or whatever, see their eyes light up too.
Yeah, and outside we can have best of both worlds. So we're kind of excited, and the weather looks like it's going to be decent. So we're going to just embrace it and have fun.
Christine Trone, Rick Stuffelbeam joining us here this morning. Trunk or Treat happening this Sunday. What are the hours?
All right, so it's on Sunday, October 31st, right on Halloween, from 5 to 7. Mm-hmm. And it'll be on those parking lots, Lion Clark Street there. And just come on in, and we'll do our very best to sugar the kids up as much as we can. And
so. That's what we like. That's what we like. Other kids to be sugared up, right? I don't know, Rick, did you maybe raise somebody who's got a little bit of a Disney problem? I don't know.
It's his fault.
Yeah. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, huh? All right. Now, that's all right, though. That's a great idea, great theme. Not scary at all. That's what it's like. Mm-hmm. I never understood the scary. Yeah, for me, Halloween's about getting candy. Having fun getting candy. That was the whole thing to me ever. It's such a great event again, trunk or treat, and you know, it's safe for you and the kids, and like you said, it's like going to 21 different houses all in one nice area there, nice and safe, and then you get your hot dog at the end as well. So that, yeah, it's really, really great thing. Got great opportunities for pictures. So you can spend some time there.
You can. The parking's going to be in the far parking lots, the bigger ones, and we actually have the Boy Scouts that are going to help escort people across safely. We have a great traffic team coming up. We'll have things roped off, so the kids won't have to worry about any cars. So while they're waiting in line, they can take as many pictures as they want, and that's what we're hoping. And they could just really enjoy that. They didn't get that. A lot of kids didn't get that last year. Most people didn't get it last year. This year, they get to have some fun and do that. So that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, and it's also a thing, Rick. If you do still want to take the kids to certain neighborhoods or certain areas, grandpa and grandma's, whatever, or even in the neighborhood there by Bethel Baptist Church, you can kind of go through, and then you can come through trunk or treat as well, and you're going to have plenty.
Absolutely. Right. We encourage that, you know, to make sure that you don't miss out on going to grandpa's and grandma's, because I'm a grandpa. All my grandkids are going to be trunk or treating there are other churches in town that I would encourage you to go on the events page and see where they are and attend those. Bethel is a part of the community and we just want that community to be involved there. So I don't know what more to say than yes. Take advantage of all those opportunities.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we did the time from 5 to 7 as to work with the city, because I think the city's is 5 to 8. We want to allow for time for people to go see their grandparents and aunts and uncles and nursing homes and neighborhoods, because there's an hour after. And I think the church on Harrison is doing a trunk or treat too. So, like, we're all in the same team here. We're all together loving our community for Jesus, and that was the idea behind it.
Will you be in costume, Rick?
Yes.
Can you say what it is?
My wife and I will be Mickey and Minnie.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
We are the caretakers of the hot dog.
Ah, there you go. How about you, Christine? Can you say what yours is going to be? I'm just guessing a princess. I don't know.
I had to be a princess. I'm going to be Snow White.
Okay.
And my husband is going to be Grumpy from one of the Seven Dwarfs. So I mean,
was that your choice?
I mean, he started it, and I just went with the princess. So yeah.
Well, at least you didn't make him Belle.
I mean, exactly.
Just saying.
Our folks get involved in it. You know, as you see, now some of our guys, they do a production on their trunks, and we're looking forward to that this year.
There's some awesome ones.
I hear tell that we might have some cannons for really? And things like that.
Oh, cool. Perfect.
Yep. Yeah. Elsa's cat. Elsa's castle will be there. I just slipped. I'm
going to
tell you what it looks
part.
Like. No one heard that part, but yet. But that. We are trying to figure out what castle to do, and this one worked perfectly, especially if it's cold. So
yeah, well, there you go. That's a great idea.
We're going to embrace it.
Absolutely. Trunk or Treat, Bethel Baptist Church, an annual event. How many? I don't know, six and beyond, we'll say.
Yes.
but it comes up again on Halloween on Sunday from 5 to 7, and you got lots of candies going to be available, lots of fun, food as well. And anything else, Rick, that people need to know about Trunk or Treat?
No, we just encourage you guys to come on out. You know, we're told that Jesus told us to love our neighbors, and that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And so come on out, Trunk or Treat, and head on down the street or go to Grandpa's and Grandma's and sugar those kids up. It'll be great.
Christine, anything else to add?
No, just same thing. We're going to have the Galesburg Police Department there. Marigold Nursing Home is going to be there. We are just really trying to pull in everybody and just love on everybody as much as we can and just let them know that they're loved right now. Sure. So, come have fun. We're excited about it. It's going to be 55 degrees and no rain, and so we're gonna just have a great time.
Yeah, better than snow.
Yes,
we don't. I don't like trick or treating at a park.
It just seems wrong.
It just covers up the costume. It's just,
I know,
it's
the
no
costume
good.
Is important.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Rick Stoffel being Christine Trone joining us here this morning. Trunk or Treat, Bethel Baptist Church again. It's coming up this Sunday from 5 to 8. And again, like as they said, check the websites of the other churches, Facebook pages, because some others have some things going on as well, and then check those out. And you talk about getting sugared up. You'll have plenty of opportunities, right? Rick, Christine, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.